Hey guys, how you guys doing? I'm doing well.
Good. We're in a blizzard here in Vermont. So you've done work with the Dodgers. Are you in L.A. right now enjoying sunshine?
Actually, I'm not in L.A. I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona, so it's just as good with the sunshine.
That's even better.
Yeah, so, hey, I want to ask you this. 9 different teams. Where did you enjoy playing most in your career?
Oh, wow. I mean, that's a tough question. I enjoy playing everywhere. Where you're at, you really appreciate that you get a chance to put on a big league uniform every day. I enjoyed my Chicago. I enjoyed my time. San Diego, L.A., New York. I was very fortunate to play a lot of years, but you know, if I were one season, it has to be in New York because we were able to win the World Series. That's the ultimate goal.
That's right. Jerry, you played for the 2011 Brewers, too, I believe, under Renicki, and you guys went to the NLCS that year. As we mentioned, he's going to be named the new manager of the Red Sox, it looks like. What do you remember about Ron Renicki?
I remember him being a guy that's always prepared, making sure he puts his players in the best possible positions to succeed. And he's a guy that, you know, he was under Mike Socha all those years, so he understands the small ball aspect, the hit and run, making sure you move guys over. So he's definitely an old-school type of manager. I think he's going to fit very well with what the Boston Red Sox are going to need to do in the coming season.
You know, what about his personality? Because this is a really weird offseason for baseball and for the Red Sox. Cheating, scandals, trade your best player, fire your manager. How is he going to be able to navigate all this with the media especially?
Well, I think he's very similar, you know, maybe not as far as personality-wise to a Dusty Baker, but he's able to communicate with players and understand, you know, things that have gone on, you know, the last couple years. He's going to be that calming presence at the clubhouse and in that dugout. So I think it's the right move for the Red Sox to get a veteran guy who's a baseball lifer. He understands that organization, having been Alex Cora's bench coach. He understands the players. So I think it's the right move, and I think he's going to succeed there.
Yeah, that guy, he's a guy that won't get overwhelmed with all that's going on. But, I mean, do you think you need an X's and O's guy, or do you just need a good person that can handle all this outside noise, and there's going to be a ton of it in the next couple of months?
I think you need both. And I think Ron Renicki checks off all the boxes. You got to understand, he's been around baseball for many, many years. He's got a chance to manage and coach different types of personalities. He's won. He understands what it's like to put on players out there to help win the division. Possibly, you know, with the Red Sox, I was looking to win the World Series. But he understands what's at stake, and he understands the storm that's coming through the commissioner's office. So I think, again, you get a veteran guy in there that understands the situation, understands his players. He's the guy that's the right man for the job.
Jerry Harrison, Jr., former Major League player, World Series champion, with us here on The Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com. As a former player, what do you make of what's gone on in baseball this offseason? Sign stealing, et cetera. How does that make you feel?
Well, it's very bizarre. I mean, you guys kind of touched on it. I played for 9 different organizations, and just about every team, we always try to gain an advantage. Every team does that. We try to gain the advantage on the field or in the dugout, looking at the pitcher, seeing if he's tipping his pitches. I mean, that goes on everywhere. When you find, you know, you get to second base, you see if you can pick up the signs, you know, through the human eye and see, hey, this guy, that you know, their team, they're using the second sign or they're using the third sign. And you try to relay certain signs to your hitters to gain an advantage. It didn't happen all the time. Frankly, it didn't happen most of the time. But what shocked me is they're using the cameras and using real time to relay the Houston players, relay in real time to the hitter. And that is an incredible advantage. Now, I'm not going to comment on the Red Sox because we don't know what they did yet. But with the Astros, I can't comment. They were found guilty of doing such things. And that just shocked me. I didn't know players to that extent there in Houston took it to that degree. And again, they got punished for it, and you know the commissioner gave the players exemptions. But you gotta realize that the pitchers that they're going to be you really can't knock them for doing that.
Jerry, now you played for 9 teams, but one of them wasn't the Boston Red Sox. I mean, what's the outside perception of Boston from opponents?
Well, you know what? It varies. I mean, again, I played against the Red Sox in the 90s and early 2000s. I played against them in 2009 when I was with the Yankees. They're always a team that was known with sluggers. You know, I played against Mo Vaughn, Nomar Garciaparra, Trot Nixon, Manny Ramirez, David Ortiz, and now you got the young guys, Xander Bogaerts, who's a stud, and you got Jackie Bradley Jr. You had Mookie Betts, who's arguably one of the best players in all of baseball. But you're getting a guy, Alex Verdugo, that could swing the bat extremely well. So they've been a team and organization that could swing the bat. Now, in pitching, are you going to have enough pitching, especially in that division? I don't know. You know, is Chris Sale going to be able to hold up? Right. You're losing David Price. But they've always been a team known for swinging the bats and put up a lot of runs.
You know, Jerry, we've had some fun with the 09 Yankees before. We had Nick Swisher on a couple of months ago, and he was one of our favorite guests ever. You won a World Series with those 09 Yankees. What do you remember about that experience, about that team?
First of all, we were extremely talented. We knew we were the best team. We threw that out there on the field. Anytime you run out a team with the infield with Mark Teixeira, Cano, A-Rod, and Jeet, you feel very comfortable. Then you have Mariano Rivera, the greatest closer of all time, and we had a pretty good starting rotation led by CC Sabathia, Andy Pettitte, and AJ Burnett. So we had a pretty good bench guys as well. Eric Kinsey was one of the best to ever do it off the bench, swinging the bat. I could play everywhere. So we were a complete team, and we knew that going in. We were very confident. We were playing the Phillies, the defending champions. We dropped game one at our place. And I remember getting, you know, swarmed by reporters probably 2 hours before game time because I was starting game two in right field. And I remember Johnny Damon and Eric Kinsky wrestling in the clubhouse. Some were not fully clothed. I'll leave it at that. But that's how loose we were. And that's how confident we were. We knew we'd get it done, and we were able to do that.
You mentioned Jeter. He's going into the Hall of Fame, of course. Is the perception of him exactly right from what your experience with him was?
Well, I've had a chance to know Derek. We had the same agent for years, Casey Close. And, you know, playing against him for many years, obviously had the utmost respect for him. And I knew he played hard all the time. But when I became his teammate, I realized, man, even though he's 6'3", 6'4", he plays the game like he's Dustin Pedroia, a 5'7" guy, always giving everything he's got. And always having something to prove. He always felt like, you know what, even though I have 3 rings, 4 rings, 5 rings, I'm always on the hunt for that next ring. And he played the game the right way. And he's one of the best leaders I've ever been around. I remember when I first got over there, he kept putting in my mind, because we take ground balls together, he kept putting in my mind, hey, you're going to do something special for us to help us win a World Series. You're going to do something special. Be ready, stay ready. And that's something that great players do. They not only play great themselves, but they're able to elevate their teammates, whether it's on the basketball court, passing the ball. But on the baseball field, you can't pass that ball. But what you can do is give your teammates confidence, and that's what Derek Jeter did for me and his other teammates.
Jerry Harrison Jr. with us here on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 101.3thegame.com. He's done a lot of broadcasting work, too. He's worked for the Dodgers, hosted a podcast on the Believe Podcast Network, and a 16-year MLB veteran. You know, you mentioned guys you played with, Jeter being one of them. At the beginning of your career, you also got to play alongside Cal Ripken Jr. What was that like for you in Baltimore?
You know, it's amazing. You know, Cal was a guy that, you know, I admired growing up. And obviously, I got with him, his last 3 years were my first 3 years. In the big leagues, and he was a guy that didn't say a whole lot, but when he spoke, the room got quiet. But that was just out of respect. And with Cal, him like Derek, they were superstars, but they didn't act like superstars. They were just regular guys. You talk basketball. He's a guy that loved the game of baseball, but he always loved to talk basketball. You start talking basketball to him, he would open up immediately. He's a guy that was a leader, and he led by example, but when he needed to say something, best believe he said something. And what I loved about him, most of the times he took the lead, especially in the infield drills in spring training. He was like a player coach, and I loved that about him. And he led that infield, even though he's at third base when I was there, he led that infield, and he was always vocal. And he was a great teammate, loved playing for him. And to this day, you know, we still keep in touch. I text him every once in a while about him having a twin now, Corey Seager, Seager is the exact same way. And every time I see Corey Seager talk or his mannerisms, he reminds me a lot of Cal.
Wow, interesting. Jerry, we always like to ask ex-major leaguers who the best teammate you ever had was. A lot of times it's some obscure player that had 25 at-bats. Sometimes it's Hall of Famers. Who is yours?
Wow. I mean, guys, I played for 55 different teams, so I had a lot of teammates. You know what? I was fortunate to play with so many great guys. We mentioned a couple of them. Derek Jeter was one of my favorites, Cal Ripken as well. I loved playing with Albert Bell. His intensity was off the charts. He always made me laugh just with his intensity. He came to play every night. I love playing with David Tegui. He's another guy that always was talking to young players, trying to help them. To this day, we still remain friends. He was a great teammate. Brady Anderson, I'm still close to them. We golfed together. He's another guy that took me under his wing, always helping me, and he's just been a great friend and a great teammate. And other guys like Michael Young, a guy who was a superstar player but never acted like that. He was also a great teammate. I'm missing so many players because I was very fortunate to play with a lot of guys.
I never thought in my life I would hear someone answer that question with Albert Bell. That's very interesting.
Yeah. I still, you should see Albert Bell now. He helps coach his three daughters in soccer.
Wow.
It's a thing to see. You know what? In fact, I'm probably going to see him tonight because my daughter and his daughter have a soccer game tonight. So I'll probably run into him. I tell you what, he is so funny. I tell him all the time, he needs to have a reality show. It'd be Albert Bell and his three little princesses, because he's a guy that was a guy that's always so intense, sometimes to the extreme, but now he melts with his three daughters, so he needs a reality show.
So you're a dad, you've got a daughter playing soccer. What else are you doing now? You and your brother Scott, other longtime big leaguer, started an agency. You guys are your agents now?
Yeah, we kind of started, from the ground up. Scott helps us out. My cousin Charles Harrison, he's the agent. He's the legal side. But I've helped with the negotiation. I helped with Sanders Cummings, the negotiation. He's that football player who became a baseball player. We have up-and-coming young stars. We love Luis Gonzalez. He's a prospect with the Chicago White Sox. He reminds me of Verdugo. Great arm, can run a little bit, and he can swing the bat. He may be knocking on the door in the big leagues this season. We have a guy by the name of Johnny Ornelas. This kid is going to be a stud, a shortstop with the Texas Rangers organization. They love him, and rightfully so. He's got pop in his bat. He really can play all over. He's wiry, strong. So those are the two guys that we represent among other guys. But those are the two guys I think have a real shot to knock on the door in the big leagues, not just this year, but possibly next year.
Well, Jerry, why don't you and your brother get into football agenting and get Tom Brady's deal done here so people in New England can stop freaking out?
Let me tell you something. You know what? As you guys know, I'm really good friends with Kevin Youkilis. I'm going to have this conversation with you. I'm a Bears fan, guys. You guys had enough of Tom Brady. You guys had 17 championships with Tom. He needs to be a Chicago Bear. Do you see what we're working with in Chicago?
Yes.
We need a quarterback to help our defense. And if Tom Brady doesn't stay in New England, he'd fit perfectly in Chicago with the Bears.
Jerry Harrison, Jr., 6.